Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. As long as there has been a winter time, people have looked to beef up their meals with hearty ingredients and steaming pots of comfort food. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, nothing fits that bill better than a good old-fashioned beef stew. But I'm curious, is there more than one way to whip this up?
Oh, Al, for sure. I mean, you know, beef stew, it's honestly as good as it gets for helping you through the winter months. But, you know, we can move past beef and carrots and onions for sure.
Oh, good. Well, first of all, since it is a beef stew, what cuts would we use?
So, you know, I think there's three that classically find their way in. Certainly a chuck roast is one. Brisket, another one for sure. Or a round steak. Obviously, these guys are a little chewy. That's why we're going to put them in the stew and cook them for a long time to soften them up.
That's right. Well, okay, let's stay with the chuck roast for now. How do we proceed with this?
I like the chuck roast the most, for sure, because of all the connective tissue, which is going to dissolve and sort of give you that sort of unctuous flavor in the sauce.
Right.
You know, if you're buying it whole, you're just going to cut it up into one-inch chunks, season them. And here you can get creative. You can just do salt and pepper, but you can add all sorts of other things, cumin, paprika, garlic powder, onion powder. Like, you can even do harissa.
Oh, yeah.
Rosemary, thyme. You know, this is where you get to be a little creative.
Right.
Then you're going to sear them in a little oil, you know, and don't overcrowd the pan, just a little at a time, getting them brown on all sides.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get, the idea is to get them nice and caramelized.
That's right. So let's put the beef aside a little bit, and let's work with the vegetables.
You know, standard is the mirepoix, carrots, onions, celery, chopped.
Right, right.
You can sauté them. And then, you know, you can add sturdier root vegetables at this point.
Right.
Potatoes, parsnips, turnips, rutabaga, even sweet potato. And the advantage here is they'll stand up to long cooking times. But, you know, I would cut them into little bigger chunks.
Oh, yeah. Now, how about less robust vegetables like spinach?
Yeah, all these things, peas, spinach, green beans, even mushrooms, they'll go in last. Otherwise, they're just going to overcook.
Yeah. How about the broth?
Yeah, I mean, you've got plenty of choices. Standard, obviously, is beef broth, huh? But some people like to use chicken broth as well.
Right.
Also, you know, mushroom broth makes a lovely stew.
I would think so.
And then there's some additions like Worcestershire sauce, balsamic vinegar, soy sauce, red wine. These things will add complexity.
How about some herbs?
Again, go crazy. I don't think there's any standard, but you know, you can use what we always talk about as a bouquet garni. You know, all your herbs tied up in a cheesecloth, which will help you fish them out later.
Right.
And you know, don't be shy. It's good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I like to make something about the size of a lacrosse ball.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. How about cooking time?
You know, this is going to simmer. And obviously, it's going to be 4 to 6 hours. So
right.
This is not, you know, you need to start this at lunch if you're going to have it at dinner.
That's right.
You know, but you could probably get away with 3 hours, but certainly, you know, covered for longer will be better.
And this basic approach carries over to other recipes?
Oh, it certainly does. You can add a whole bottle of Pinot Noir, a bunch of pearl onions, and look, you've made beef bourguignon.
Yeah.
Heavy up the mushrooms, add Dijon and sour cream, and you guess we got beef stroganoff.
That's right. Oh, that sounds really great. Well, we hope that you all get a chance to try it out there. Certainly the weather justifies it. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you're listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.